Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to episode number 2 of the Whiskey Wednesdays, presented by myself, Owen Innes, of the Scottish History Podcast. Thank you so much for your response to episode number 1. It's been great so far, so keep those comments and messages rolling in for this one. Episode number 2, we're going to be continuing on with, as I mentioned in episode number 1, with some more Tomatin whiskey. This week we're going to be focusing on another one of their base range that you can get from the Tomatin online shop. That's tomatindistillery.com. Tomatindistillery.shop. If you head to there, you can purchase any of the whiskies which I'll be talking about. And also, if you use the promo code SCOTPOD, all in capital letters, SCOTPOD, SCOTPOD, you will receive a discount of 10% off of your purchase. If you are purchasing from international waters, the best thing to do would be to email Tomatin Distillery or contact them in some way before you order so that they can sort out the shipping, etc. for you. So without further ado, what we'll do is we'll jump in. I have here the whiskey of the week, and that is going to be the Tomatin Legacy, also known as Tomatin Duchess in the States, sort of across the other side of the Atlantic. So we're going to be going in with the Legacy this week. Now, obviously, last week I already gave you the history of the distillery, where Tomatin comes from, etc., where it is, that sort of thing. So if you haven't already watched that video, you need to go back and watch episode number 1 if you want to find out some more of the history. I'm not going to insert the history into every single episode. Basically, the first episode was a little bit about the history of the distillery, but also some information on how I taste my whiskies. I show you basically how I actually taste my whiskies. So if you want to taste along with, then you can do so. What I'll also do as well is I will make sure that with all of the whiskies, it is the first try in most anyone that I get sent to me, because I don't just have Tomatin. It's not just Tomatin that have been kind to send me some samples. I've also got some other ones from somewhere else as well to come in coming weeks. If I'm tasting them really for the first time, the bottle will be unopened. Now, I have tasted Legacy before, and of course I did taste the 12-year-old. However, the two other exclusive ones, which we'll be trying episode 3 and 4, I've not quite decided what order they're going to be in yet, but these other two, these are, as you can tell, unopened. You can even take a screenshot of this and be able to make sure that I haven't had a wee sip from either of these when it comes to doing the episode. So those two will be the first time that I've ever tried those particular ones, so that's always exciting. But this week we're going to be trying the Tomatin Legacy. So what we're going to do is we're going to crack open the bottle for the first time. And of course I'm going to grab my trusty whiskey glass. I'm actually going to try the this one. This one is from Dalwhinnie Distillery. So we're going to get that into the glass. There we go. Lovely. And we're just going to let that sort of air out a little bit. So as I did in the first episode, I've just got some notes here about the whiskey. First of all, we'll go with what Tomatin say about what the flavours and the taste of Legacy is supposed to be. So first of all, what a lot of people notice about the Legacy is that it's non-age statement. So it's a non-age statement whiskey. There is no age statement on this whatsoever. So the potential is that the youngest whiskey in this could be 3 years old. Now, it's a very, very light whiskey. My camera's a bit rubbish, so you're not going to be able to see this properly, but it is a very light whiskey, even in comparison to the 12-year-old there from last week. So it is non-age statement, so there's no indication as to how old the sort of the whiskey or the youngest whiskey inside of the bottling could be. I'm led to believe that usually that means that the youngest will probably be 3 years old. But again, that's not to say that the whole thing is three, etc. So what Tomatin say about it is that it is aged in between both ex-bourbon casks and also virgin oak casks as well. So virgin oak, if you don't know, is oak casks that have not been used before. So they are probably built over here in the cooperages and used to house whiskey for the first time. Using virgin oak casks can usually give you quite an earthy, oaky taste because the oak is still really fresh. It is, of course, toasted or kind of burned a little bit before you put whiskey in to give it a wee bit more flavour. But ultimately, you'll probably get quite a strong, if it's fully virgin oak anyway, quite an oaky kind of taste. Now what Tomatin say is that the scents that come off it, so the nose, should you should be able to get vanilla bean, white chocolate and cinnamon as well. I probably drank this when I wasn't quite so and I mean, again, I'm not a professional in any way, I've not been trained in any way, but you know, before I was kind of properly drinking whiskey kind of thing. So I don't even really remember what the nose of Legacy is, so I'm intrigued to find out sort of thing. But what then I've also done is I've went around some other websites and I've also found their tasting notes to help me kind of find the right ones. What we should be looking for, in first of all, in the nose, which we're going to do in a second, is we're looking for lemon, panatella, pine forest. So we should maybe get a little bit of the wood. I'm guessing that's what it means. Of course, pine is different to oak, but we should get maybe a little oaky kind of scent. A green kind of scent as well. So I'm guessing that's kind of maybe freshly cut grass, that kind of idea. And the aforementioned vanilla. So once again, I'm just going to show you exactly what it is that we're going with. It's just whiskey straight out of the bottle in a glass, nothing else in the glass. The whiskey has been sitting in this room at room temperature ever since it arrived. It maybe got a little bit cold on the way here. I think it was sent when it was a little bit chilly outside. But that's the coldest that it's ever been. It's not been in the freezer. It's not been in the fridge. Why would you want to do that? Don't bother. Unless, of course, it's like really hot. But personally, I think whiskey tastes better room temperature. That's why when you visit Scotland, you go to a bar, it's all sitting on the shelves. So no ice, etc. But what I do, again, have is a fresh glass of water to put a couple of drops into the whiskey as we sort of try it. So, first of all, in the nose, so we'll give that a little swirl around. So in the nose, we're kind of looking for perhaps lemon, pine, freshly cut grass. Vanilla is kind of the one which is mentioned quite a lot. So let's see what we get. Now, immediately, what I get from that is you do, again, first of all, you are able to tell that it is whiskey almost straight off. You can smell the alcohol in there. It's probably because of the youth of the whiskey, perhaps, which is in it. It's very sweet. And again, it doesn't linger. It doesn't linger at all in the nose whatsoever. Sometimes it will just keep sort of wafting through. It doesn't linger very long. So it'll probably be quite light, especially in its finish. Mm. definitely the sort of the lemon, now that I'm starting to think about it, you know, a sort of citrus zing, if you were to perhaps accidentally snort lemon for some daft reason. But yeah, no, it's kind of... Yeah, I get that. Not really getting vanilla, but again, that's because I'm not necessarily professional at it as well. I'm not going to lie, one of my nostrils is a little bit blocked as well, which doesn't really help. But overall, it smells lovely. Very, very nice. So, in our taste, what we should be getting is cracked pepper, sweet barley. I love my sweet barley, especially in the sort of the Islay whiskies. You get a lot of that really sweet barley coming through before that explosion of the peaty smokiness. Pineapple sweets, so that kind of would remind me of cola cubes, sort of that are like, so they're like pineapple flavor but with sugar around the outside, hard boiled kind of sweet. So I'm gonna see if we can see some of that. Perhaps there's. It's maybe a sort of little pineapple zing in the nose. But what we also should get as well, apparently, is some oak. So again, that'll probably be the youthness. Youthness? Is youthness a word? Ugh, who knows? All I know is I'm here to taste some whiskey. So again, this is completely neat. Not on the rocks, no water, no ice, no anything like that in it just now. So we'll take our first sip. And of course, I should always say Slangevar before we take a sip. So again, we're going to go with the three sips as usual. Whew. Yeah. The pineapple definitely came out in that first, that kind of first few kind of swirls around the mouth there. It's a lot stronger in kind of taste. The oakiness is definitely a lot stronger than it is in the 12-year-old. But again, that's always the that's the first sip. You can't tell much from the first sip because it is a bit like, whew, you make what's called the whiskey face. Don't know if I remember. I don't think I put that into episode number one. The whiskey face is, you know, and that can be the face that somebody makes whether they really like whiskey or they really don't like whiskey. It's the same face, basically, especially after the first sip. So we usually, of course, have one sip, wait about a minute or so, and then we'll go in for the second. Definitely peppery as well. So it's kind of got that spicy, kind of black peppery-ness to it. So let's go sip number two. Yeah, the lemon, that sort of citrusy, this is kind of coming out. Now again, bear in mind that this is Tomatin, so a lot of the whiskies from Tomatin are going to be quite similar, especially with the fact that this is matured in ex-bourbon casks. So if you remember, the 12-year-old is mostly ex-bourbon, 12 years in ex-bourbon casks, and then gets finished for between 6 and 9 months in a sherry cask. So a lot of the flavour is, of course, going to be bourbon-esque. It does really remind me of a bourbon, probably kind of more along the lines of the Four Roses bourbon. Not like Jack Daniels or Jim Beam in any way. It's more like that really strong Four Roses bourbon, which I found sometimes can be a little bit too strong. Because again, when I drink whiskey, I don't drink it with Coke or anything like that. Just, you know, straight up neat in a glass. It certainly makes the taste buds kind of explode a little bit, this one. The other one is kind of a lot more subtle, a little more smooth. This one kind of really starts to kind of almost flood your mouth, which is, you know, handy. If you don't have any water handy, that's a handy thing. So we'll go on sip number three. Yeah, it definitely starts to get easier to drink as well. You know, with the sort of the rule of three. Now the third one, I now know what I'm expecting. I kind of regularly watch other whiskey review videos, and watched one early this morning by the Whiskey Tribe, who are good crack. They're from over in America, and they were saying about that. I've completely forgotten why I mentioned them, but yeah, it'll probably come back to me. But the whole idea with the whiskey is just it's really nice. It's just very, very subtle, this one's quite nice, very nice, and it gets easier to drink as you kind of go along. So what we're now going to do is we've had our three sips. I'm going to put, just as before, just a little bit more into the glass there. And again, because I'm unprofessional and I don't have a dropper, we're going to put a drop or two of water into. So just with a finger in the water. So that was kind of two. I think we had some good luck last week with three. So there we go. So we'll put the three in there, give that a good swirl around. Now I forgot to mention as well with these particular types of whiskey glasses, I'll use the sort of the empty one here, is these whiskey glasses are for tastings. So this one is from Kiloman, the other one was from Dalwhinnie. So usually when you do a distillery tour, especially on Islay, where like Kiloman etc. is, you get this lanyard that's got one of these glasses attached to it, because at various points throughout the course of the tour you get a little taster, a little dram or whatever. So they're obviously very handy. But the reason for these type of glasses, I mean, this isn't a Glencairn glass, but it's in the Glencairn glass style, is you have this sort of big open bottom here and the sort of concentrated sort of top. So almost, I suppose, like a tulip, perhaps, like an opening tulip. And what that does is that that's for nosing. So you basically, all of the, everything sort of collects, all the smells start to collect in here. And then it sort of funnels up. So when you nose it, everything collects in a smaller space than where the whiskey is kind of branching out in here. And that's kind of the idea behind it. So that's why these whiskey glasses are good for tasting and nosing, etc. If I go to a bar, I do prefer the kind of, you know, the big round, almost tumbler kind of glass. But to be honest, any receptacles, I'd drink it out of a cardboard paper cup or a plastic cup if it was all they had available. Straight out of the bottle even, I'm totally fine with. So as I say, we popped a couple of, three drops of water into this Tomatin Legacy. So what we'll do is we'll give it a nose first, see if there's any major changes. And it's brought out a little bit more of the pepperiness in the nose, which I wasn't quite expecting. Even just with three little drops of water there, I feel it's maybe dulled it a little bit. So rather than opening the flavour, it seems to have dulled the flavour a little bit. So we'll give a wee taste and see. Yeah, it kind of did dull it. A little bit. There is there's a little bit more of the sweetness come out, but it seems to have kind of just dulled things down just a tiny, tiny little bit. Um, But what it has kind of done is it's reduced that oakiness down. So it's taken the earthiness, the sort of the oakiness down a little bit. So, But overall, I think it's a very, very nice, lovely whiskey. I would certainly say the 12 years, for me personally, I would say that the 12 years is just a little bit better. And that's got nothing to do with there being an age statement on it or anything like that. It's got nothing to do with that. Again, as I mentioned, the 12 was one of my favourites when I first ever had it. It was the one I fell in love with. And the Legacy, I do remember, picking up a bottle of Legacy, and it's good. It's handy to have around the house, kind of thing. If you just fancy a wee dram. But personally, there's not an awful lot going on in the Legacy that would make me potentially buy another bottle, if that makes sense. Like, I have the bottle that I have, but when I finish it, would I go out and replace it? Potentially not. I would rather get the 12 or even the 14. But if this is what you can find and this is what you can afford, it's not bad. It's in no way a bad option. It's a very, very good option to have. So yeah. So in terms of a rating for the Tomatin Legacy, here we go once again, the Tomatin Legacy. I'm gonna give it a 5. Out of 10. I think that's very fair. It's a kind of middle of the road. Good, almost a good sort of access into Tomatin. But I would say, without a doubt, that one of the best ones is the 12 year. Without a shadow of a doubt. One thing that I will say as well is, again, I mean, I'm not a professional, so I'm rating whiskies. I'm just giving you my personal opinion on it. Is if you prefer the Legacy over the 12, or if you prefer the Legacy over every other whiskey in the world, it's got nothing to do with me, sort of thing. It's not a bad thing. It doesn't matter. My opinion at the end of the day is just a small drop of water in a very small glass of whiskey, or a very large glass of whiskey, a very small drop of water in a very large glass of whiskey. So my opinion is, it's just my opinion. Go out and try it for yourself and see what you think. The Legacy, 5 out of 10 is not a bad score to me. If it was less than 5, then I would start getting concerned. And I've only ever had 2, maybe even 3 whiskies that would ever fall into below that. Another thing as well is my dad did sort of mention about why was the 12-year-old Tomatin only a 7 out of 10 if it's one of your all-time favorite whiskies? And my response to that is, because once you've had a 10 out of 10, if you have something which you think is better, it's only going to be a 10 out of 10. It's not going to be any better than that. So again, that's why 5 is a good score and 7 is a good score. Because there's not going to be any, probably, there's not going to be any whiskey out there that I could give a 10 out of 10. So that, I hope that kind of makes sense. In some way, I think I do follow. I don't know if anyone else follows, but I do follow Dave Portnoy's pizza, New York pizza or American pizza reviews. So I might end up reverting to having to use the decimal point system. In which case, I will go back and do this and the 12-year-old Tomatin. Just see how we get on, really, with the whiskey reviews. But at the end of the day, Tomatin Legacy, 5 out of 10. Finish this one off. I think is a very good score. And once again, if you want to purchase yourself a bottle of the 12 Years, the Legacy, the UK exclusive Fino Sherry Cask, or the Tomatin Decades 2, you can get them from tomatindistillery.shop, and you can get an additional 10% off of the purchase price by using the discount code SCOTPOD. And yeah, I mean, why not? Why not treat yourself today? If you're in the UK, you know, just get it done. Just get it done. Get yourself a bottle of 12 or a bottle of Legacy or any of the bottles. Just get yourself a bottle of something and join in at some point. So without sort of further ado, I think we'll just leave it at that, folks. So once again, thank you very, very much for watching. Don't forget to like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel for additional videos here and there, and share it far and wide with anyone that you know is looking for whiskey, or someone that you know is enjoys whiskey. It's always good to have the conversation about it. So once again, thank you very much for joining me here on Whiskey Wednesdays. Don't forget to go to the Tomatin website, but also if you want to get in touch with myself, you can get in touch with myself through www.scotthistorypod.com, through Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Just search the Scottish History Podcast. I'll be there. You can send me an email at scotthistorypod@gmail.com. Give me some recommendations for some whiskies to try, or some whiskies that you would like to hear my opinion of. I would greatly appreciate that too. Once again, folks, thank you so very much for watching, and I'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.